I'm Robert Eric West, and this moment in Black history is brought to you by West Mortuary. Wentworth Cheswell was born on April 11, 1745, in Newmarket, New Hampshire. In the census, he was listed as white, but was considered mulatto because his father, Hope Steele Cheswell, was a biracial, freeborn Black man, and his mother, Catherine, was Caucasian. The Cheswell family name and all descendants are linked to Richard Cheswell, who was a former slave. Wentworth was sent to Governor Drummer Academy, where he was taught reading, writing, arithmetic, Greek, Latin, horsemanship, and swimming. He returned home after completing his education and became a schoolmaster. He purchased his first piece of land from his father in 1765, and on September 13, 1767, he married Mary Davis, and they had 13 children. By early 1767, he was an established landowner with more than 30 acres. By 1770, he owned 114 acres. In 1768, Cheswell was elected as the town constable of New Market, becoming the second person of African ancestry to be elected to public office in what would become the United States. He also served as auditor, assessor, and town selectman, among other positions. During the American Revolution, he was elected town messenger by the Committee of Safety, a position that gave him safe passage through the battle lines. On December 13, 1774, Cheswell rode with Paul Revere to warn citizens of the approach of two British warships. Along with other local men, Cheswell signed a document on April 1776 in which he pledged to take up arms and resist the British. Cheswell enlisted in the Continental Army on September 29, 1777, but his service ended 1 month later on October 31, 1777. After the Revolution ended, Cheswell became a teacher at the local schoolhouse. He also managed a store next to the school building. He is credited as being the area's first archaeologist. He also co-founded the town's first library in 1801. 4 years later, in 1805, Cheswell was elected Justice of the Peace, a position he held until his death. Wentworth Cheswell died at his home in Newmarket on March 8, 1817, at the age of 70 from typhus fever. The Cheswell family was highlighted in a PBS Frontline special, Blurred Racial Lines of Famous Families. Join me next week on this station and on our Facebook page as I continue to highlight our history as proud African Americans.